Spokespeople for companies behind the proposal say their vision includes green park space in front of the river, lots of walkability, and what's called a jobs factory. That would be a central place for resources for people to develop their ideas into businesses, says Jason Walker of Chattanooga's EMJ Corporation, which is partnering on the proposal.
That's going to be a collaborative, co-working, co-living, co-shopping building that just exudes entrepreneurial energy, creativity, and growth.
He says that means the property will be wired with fiber optics for high-speed internet.
So that we've got bandwidth to support technology.
EMJ Corporation and Wes Holdings of Texas, the lead developer on the proposal, wants this to be the first of 100 jobs factories across the U.S. Jacksonville's John Newman of Mission One Global Holdings is also partnering on the plan. He says creating new businesses and business leaders is more important than using the land to build tourist attractions.
And the reason why to this day Jacksonville Landing is in either disrepair or it is in decline is because there was not a sustainability model. We just simply put up something, thought it'd be nice, and thought that would simply get it done. It didn't.
The proposal is going up against two others, including one by Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan and another proposal to build Florida's tallest structure on the site. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.